What is up, my conspiracy nerdlets? It's Abby, your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorist, and I am back with another episode of 5 Minute Conspiracies, a show where I aim to share with you a new theory every week in 5 minutes or less. How are you guys? Did everyone make it through Valentine's Day? Hopefully nobody had a crappy one, but if you did, hey, it is all good because it's over and you made it through. Episode, I kind of want to get into famous deaths. There's a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding famous people who have died, and you know, Elvis, John F. Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe, the list goes on and on. And so this time I want to talk about Marilyn Monroe because I don't know, there's something about her I really love, and her death, it's sad. It's so sad. I definitely was not alive when she died, but I watch her movies, and she was really smart, I feel like. She was just really smart, and she knew what she was doing. So her dying young is kind of like a warning sign, you know. So anyway, so I've got a couple of theories. One of them's like super duper out there, but so a little background. Marilyn Monroe, not her real name. I don't remember her real name off the top of my head, but she was found dead in her home in 1962. And the doctors ruled it a suicide. She was 36. She was known to deal with mental health issues and substance abuse. And they found her, I want to say it was her housekeeper maybe, that found her dead in bed surrounded by pills. So take that as you will. All right. So the big one, aside from it being an illegitimate suicide, is that it was alleged that she had a relationship with the Kennedy family that was maybe not kosher. It was said that she was sleeping with President John F. Kennedy, which actually was even more widespread after she sang that, you know, happy birthday, Mr. President, to him. And that was like only a few months before she died. So that doesn't look good. The rumor mill also claimed that she was sleeping with John F. Kennedy's younger brother, the Attorney General, Robert Kennedy. So that's not good. So the theory is that she was killed by, or at least it was set up, she was killed by one of those two men. Another theory is that the CIA wanted to get at the Kennedys, so they killed her. Another one is that she was targeted by the mafia to, again, disrupt the lives of the Kennedy family. So another one that I thought was interesting, it's alleged that she went to two different doctors and lied about she was prescribed by the other doctor to get more pills. And so, of course, she overdosed, and the doctors worked with the housekeeper to make her death look like a suicide to cover up the fact that she was prescribed stuff by them. So that's awful. And then and then the last one, I know it's a really short episode, sorry guys. The last one, she was killed by the government because she was going to expose the existence of UFOs. There's always got to be one outlier that makes absolutely no sense but has to be thrown in there because I find it ridiculously funny. So, whatever you believe, Marilyn Monroe, I think, had a really beautiful career. She's just a beautiful lady, and she just shot, you know, all the pictures you see of her outside of her movies, is she just seems to really shine, and it is kind of a sad loss. One theory I did hear that didn't actually include earlier that I could have was that she faked her own death and she ran away to start over, you know, live her life not as Marilyn Monroe. And because if you look at the picture that you can find of her in bed deceased, I don't know, it's hard to say if it's really her or not. It's also the quality of the photo at the time, and who knows. In my heart, I hope that she faked her own death. Like, that would just be like, yes, live your life outside of the spotlight, because there was so much controversy around her because of these alleged affairs, and so wishful thinking is that she escaped that life, but in all honesty, I highly doubt she did, which is really sad. But anyway, so that is a couple theories about Marilyn Monroe, and I want to do some more famous deaths these next couple episodes. So anyway, I just want to thank you guys all for listening so much. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for sticking with me, and I love you all. And again, I'm Abby, human, not reptilian. I will see you on our next episode of 5 Minute Conspiracies. Ooh, just under 5 minutes.